Davey, do you have any?
So on a case like that where they are telling us,
on a situation like that where they're telling us what their property is, their boat is, whether it's inboard, outboard, are you wanting us to go out and check?
I don't know that you need to go and check, but if...
Because we're going off the title number.
A simple Google search would show that all... I mean, guys, do you have any...
Well, yeah, because I agree, because the 2012 is showing the boat at 25.2. It's not even showing an assessment on a motor. It's just showing the boat. They're not paying on a motor separately.
Pontoon boats have outboard motors.
Now, there's some of them that do have inboard. But in this case, there's not even one showing up to be abated, an outboard motor. I guess on the last one, it's showing the Mercury at the bottom.
Yeah, you'll see the adjusted values, the 2910, 2710, and 2710 is the motor on each year. And I Googled it. It says that they're commonly found with features like 150 horsepower engines. It doesn't say if it's inboard or outboard.
At the end of the day,
it looks like they're...
If they have an outboard, they've got to have a tax waiver to get a registration for it. The first time registration, because the motor is registered one time. Have they verified with any photographs of their boat?
No, not this time, but we can request them.
I would request one on this one particular.
Okay. Now, I do see some pictures that don't have the outboard motors, but we can request pictures.
When you say out, let me see. See that guardrail that got there, right back there?
Okay.
Inside there, that's the motor.
Okay, all right. That's so we'll motor. Request pictures.
That's an outboard motor. Inboard motors are typically...
Right.
And Nick, you know this better than I do, but
inside
they're typically like a V6.
Yep.
Like it's an actual, looks like a car motor kind of in the...
Correct. Yep, I've seen them.
Outboards are...
Yep.
They hang on the outside.
Hang on the outside. And so...
Yes.
So a picture or pictures would clear that up.
I think a simple picture of the rear of the boat to where we could see if it has a drive unit or if it has an outboard.
Okay. And they may not know what an outboard is.
Right.
The customer or
sure.
The citizen or whatever, taxpayer. So, yeah, pontoons typically don't have inboard.
So at this time, instead of denying, do you want to just take no action? Because it's all the same abatement. That's what we have.
Yeah, what's best for you guys?
That's fine. Okay. That's... Okay, with us, thank
you. And then, if you get verification, you can bring it back next week.
Okay.
Okay. Well, at this time, we'll take no action on the personal property paid abatements presented to us this morning. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for a roundtable with Great River Engineering at 9:20 a.m. I have 9:20. Yes, ma'am.
One more question.
Sure.
I missed the late fees being waived on the one agendized. Was that approved?
It was.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Okay, 9:20 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.